Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Olivia Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us and spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. Tonight, we're going to talk about self-care and the importance of self-care, because many times people don't think it's important, and it really, really is. But before we jump in, y'all know I got to give kudos to my sponsors. I love my sponsors. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com and we'll tell you how you want to be. You can be a sponsor. But we want to thank Vitiology. They wrote our new jingle, did all the music. They did our commercial. You saw the little commercial and everything, infomercial. They do all of those things, and that's at Vitiology. That's VAUDIOLOGY. And infographics, all of our graphics, so any of those flyers and even the pictures in the flyers, infographics does that. That's APHOGRAFX. And you can reach them at, all of them have Facebook presence, Facebook pages, but you can also reach infographics at 706-489-6416. Hey, everybody, if you're joining us. And you can also reach Vitiology on Facebook. They have their page as well as 706-873-1519. Or you can reach them on their Gmail pages, Vitiology@gmail or infographics@gmail for your design needs. We have post-surgery care of Atlanta where your aftercare where aftercare matters most. Schedule your free consultation with Post Surgery Care of Atlanta LLC at 470-298-2630. Or you can visit them at postsurgerycareatlanta.org. And again, all of them have your Facebook presence pages. Hey, everybody, if you're joining us, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. And then we have, don't forget, if you haven't already gone out to Amazon or Smashwords or Barnes & Noble or wherever, go ahead and get your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox. That's the ebook that I created and released back in May. And I'm telling you, those words of encouragement, words of empowerment, and just confirming it and sealing it with the word of God right behind it. Each and every day, you read one page a day. So for those of you who say, I don't like reading, well, guess what? You can do one page a day. And it's not a full page. It's just a great little positive message confirmed by a scripture. All right, so thank you again for all of our sponsors. Oh, our travel ambassador and business coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. She is our travel savings specialist and business coach. If you're interested in any type of travel savings, they guarantee savings. You can visit her site at wildofsparkle.iboomerang.com. And it's iboomerang, it's iboomerang.com. And if you're interested in making some part-time income, some extra income, she can help you with that as well. But I'm telling you, they have some great prices on vacation sets and things of that nature. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We love you. We thank God for you. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfireinsight@gmail.com, and we'll tell you more. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about the importance of self-care. Y'all invite your friends and stuff, because so many people, they don't think this is important. But guess what? So many people are sick, stressed out, just they're in some bad places because of the stress of not allowing themselves the time. Great evening to you, the Cornelias. Great evening to you, everyone that's joining. And thank you for those who are listening in the online world. Thank you so much for joining us as well. Now, we're going to be jumping in and talking about, I'm going to go over some different things about self-care, and then I want y'all to join in with me. Tell me some of the things that you do, or if you're not doing anything, maybe some of these things will prompt you to want to do something. And you tell me some things that you may want to do, okay? So let's talk about the importance of self-care. So self-care is truly, it is important and it is essential. So many people will burning both ends of the candle, especially if you're self-employed or that busy entrepreneur. Hi, everybody. Thank you again for joining us. You are, like, neglecting yourself many times, and so it's time for you to be intentional about it, even if you have to take those little small blocks a day or 15 minutes a day or whatever. It is time for you to have some me time, but I'm getting ahead of myself. But self-care contributes to your physical and your mental, as well as your emotional, because your mental and emotional go hand in hand, but your physical and your mental health. So think about it. If you're running, 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 you're not resting, you're not getting any sleep, that can contribute to high blood pressure and everything else because you're not taking care of this temple. You got to take care of the temple, guys, because if we're doing all that we're doing, we're helping everybody, we're doing everything, we got to take care of these temples to take care of ourselves so that we can do more, so that we can help them. Hey, everybody, just joining. How can I help you if I'm sick? How can I encourage you and empower you if I'm not taking out time for me? Hi, all of my people. Let's join in, everybody. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Again, my radio land people, I'm not losing it. People are joining on the On Friday Inspire on Facebook Live. But we're talking about self-care tonight, and I want y'all to chime in. I'm going to give you some points. After I give the points, I want y'all to tell me some things that you do or maybe some things that you want to implement, because so many people aren't doing anything. I did a post earlier today and had a couple of people that did share some great things, and we'll talk about that too. Now, like I said, self-care can contribute to your physical and your mental health. Now, when the body has too much stress, of course, it'll start breaking down in some way. So that can be your immune system breaking down. I remember one time I was doing so much volunteer work. I was working in the corporate realm. I was being mom. I was just doing so many things, and my immune system just broke down to the first time that I had caught the flu in my life. And right after I caught the flu, then I had bronchitis right behind it. I mean, I didn't even get well and heal the one, and the other one was right behind it. It was because I was not taking care of this temple. It is essential to take time out for self-care. The immune system will love you. Your mental capacity will love you. Your body will love you. You got to implement it one day out of the week, whatever. If you want to do one day out of the week or something every single day, like I said, it doesn't take a lot of time. Just have intention, be intentional about it. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. So I'm sharing some points and some big things about why we need to be doing self-care. And after I do that, I want y'all to share with me some of the things you are doing or you want to do. All right. So like I said, that if you're not doing what you need to be doing, of taking that me time, as I put it, that self-care time, it can lead to the stress. It can lead to depression. Hey, everybody. So we want to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. And as we're taking care of ourselves, then we're good here, we're good here, and we're good everywhere else concerning us. Now, some ways that we can take care of ourselves. Believe it or not, guess what? The first thing you could do Get some sleep. You'll be surprised. People are not sleeping. I was reading and I was doing some research because anytime the Lord gives me a topic, I always do research around it. And it says that we need an average of 7 to 9 hours a day. Now, how many of y'all, tell the truth, how many of y'all actually sleep between 7 to 9 hours a day? Show me in the post, say me, if you sleep 7 to 9 hours. And if you don't, put the number of hours that you average a night. I want to see this. Be honest, how many hours do you normally sleep per night? Let's see what you guys are sleeping. I know, me personally, when I was doing the corporate realm, the volunteering, and trying to do my own business, when I would sleep less than 6 hours a night, I was miserable. I was working one time for 4 hours, and when I tell you I wasn't a nice person to come in contact with, so we got to have, okay, Sharon, you said you get about 6 one night a week. You sleep one night a week? Oh, goodness, 6 maybe? Yes, as I was reading, it said we need 7 to 9, and the older you get, it says you're needing more. I'm like, huh? But it was also saying that you could actually sleep 7 as you get a little older, but the younger kids, of course, need more. Apostle Evans, 3, for real? Uh-uh, that's not good. You got to get a sleep, man. Get some sleep. Okay, then, so we got to get some sleep. That's essential, okay? We're going to talk about some other ways in a minute, but sleep is serious. Okay. Now, healthy eating, that's another thing. Because if you're burning both ends of the candle and you're going, many times we're just grabbing what we can put our hands on. And many times that looks like what? Some fast food, some chips. If we eat, I know I had been in a place of grabbing one meal a day. That's not good. So, hey, everybody, that's from California joining us. Thank you, West Coast, for joining us this evening. How you doing, Sister Teresa? All right, so remember that healthy eating. So, number one, we said we need to get some sleep. Number two, we got to eat healthy. We got to take care of these temples because we are all doing some great things. We're empowering people in the earth. We're doing the things that God is calling us to. But you can't do it if you're sick and sleep. Sick and sleep deprived because you are not getting enough sleep or you're not eating correctly, okay? So make sure that you are putting some good things into that body other than a bunch of junk, okay? Exercise. Now, many of us don't make the time to do it. You know, we got to do a little better with that. But the exercise, it boosts your energy. It boosts your mood. It reduces your stress and anxiety. And guess what? It can shed those pounds to unwanted pounds. So however you do it, whether it's joining a gym, doing some things at home, just walking, jogging, whatever. And for those of us that are always helping, we got to learn how to say no. Yeah, you heard me. We got to learn how to say no. Because sometimes, as a great multitasker, and that's who I am, I'm a great multitasker, and I used to take on too many projects. Yeah, I want to help you, and I'm working on this for me, and I'm working on this for her, and oh, yeah, well, I got a client that I can do, that I'm doing this for. But, yeah, I'll take on your project. Sometimes you just need to tell people, you know what, right now I can't add that to my plate. Come, check back with me or I'll get back with you. Give them a time frame that you can follow up. But don't take on too much because guess what, you're going to find yourself trying to do it and you're going to get burnt out. I know that too. I mean, if you're working and doing so much to the point where you're crashing, when you go on a bed, that's not resting. That's like passing out. I can relate to that too. If you're not getting that rest and you're just running to the point where your body can't do anything but fall out. I have been so tired that I was irritable, and I'm telling you, that's not a good feeling. So we got to learn how to say no. Hey, everybody, as you're joining us this evening. You got to learn how to say no to some things. When your plate is already full, you cannot say yes to everything, trying to help everybody when you know that you're balancing this, you're balancing that, and then you got your feet, you got things up, you're holding up by your feet, both feet too. No. You got to learn how to say no or tell them, you know, not at this time, I can get back with you. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the broadcast. So, number one, get some sleep. Number two, Let's get some healthy eating in there. Get some vegetables in there. Sounds like something every now and then. Get some exercise. Learn how to say no. Number five, incorporate that me time. Now, this is where I want the discussion where you guys kind of tell me what you like. Now, on incorporating that me time, do some things that you enjoy doing. I know when I posted this morning, I asked people, how many of you actually incorporate me time and what do you do? And I had people say, I exercise. That's my stress relief or my me time. I had some people say, I go and get a mani-pedi. I had another person that told me, some people actually posted it online. Some people actually answered me personally through a text chat, and I didn't mind that as well. I had some people say, you know what, I take 15 minutes a day where I have nothing but just quiet time. I'm like, okay, as long as you have that self-care to where you don't have the TV on and the computers on and the children and everything just going, you got to have some time just for you to just woosah, so to speak, right? You got to woosah. So tell me, guys, give me some of the things that you do for your self-care time. What do you do in your self-care time? I know for me, I'm a bath girl. I love a good bath with candles and playing my jazz or my worship music, whatever it is I want to hear. And that's my go-to, especially when my daughter was little. Oh, my God. When my daughter was like a baby, that was my go-to. Now I love this class that I take. It's an exercise class that I do with my sister. You know, what is it that you like to do? What is your me time? What is your intentional self-care? What are you doing? Share with me. You can post it or you can call me on the broadcast. Don't matter to me. I just need you to communicate. What are you guys doing on your me time and your self-care time? I had one person that said she loves eating ice cream, her favorite ice cream, and watching her favorite old episodes of old shows. Hey, I'm an old girl. I love the old shows and stuff, the stuff I grew up on that actually was on before I was born, probably, or the year I was born. I love watching old episodes and stuff. What is it that you do for your me time? And I'm not actually seeing any of y'all responding. Let me see here. Hello. All right. So, like I said, oh, I love it. Cornelia, I love it. She says she walks in her flower garden and she watches hummingbirds and the butterflies. Oh, that sounds so relaxing. Oh, my goodness. So, and that's one of the things that we're doing to be intentional about our me time. What is it that you're doing with your me time? She said she walks in her flower garden and watches hummingbirds. I mean, that right there, I can actually picture that, Cornelia. I can picture you or picture your flower garden because you took a picture of it and you posted it online. And I can picture those hummingbirds and butterflies, and it's just so serene. And it's just like, wow, it just takes you to a place. And that's what you want. You want some time where you can just shut everything down. You want your mind to just be clear. You just want to just breathe. And sometimes it may take you just, you know what, let me cut everything off, and I just want to breathe. Walk away from everything, go for a walk, whatever. But you got to have some downtime, guys. It's essential. It is essential to your mental health. It's essential to your physical health, your physical body. You got to do this, especially with the people with newborn babies. It's so hard to find some me time. But you got to. I know you got to learn how to sleep when they're sleeping, but you have to find some time for you to just kind of unwind. Like I said, when my daughter was real little, my bath with the candles and all that was my thing to just, woo, that was my downtime. As they grow and as they evolve, the things you love evolve. I mean, what is it that you love? It may be you sitting and listening to your favorite music, your favorite oldies. I love watching the wind blow through the trees and I watch clouds. I love it. I love doing that too as well, Hetty. I love watching the clouds, and especially if it's been raining out there, a rainbow or, you know, that in and of itself is so serene and soothing. I mean, y'all, you can't put a price on the peace that you find in just the natural things that God created. But what are you guys doing? I have so many people that said, you know what, I don't do anything. I had one guy, he's a single father, And he seeks homeless people. He said he hadn't found the time to make the time. And I said, you got to join the broadcast tonight, brother. You got to join it. Because if there's nothing but like you're doing, you stop, you go outside, and you watch the clouds. Oh, my goodness, there's so much peace in that. And it don't take you all day to just kind of refuel off of just stepping away. Just stepping away, breathing, and changing your environment, changing your scenery. That will do wonders for you when you're just trying to press the reset button. That's what self-care is. It's pressing the reset button. Hi, Brother Devon, how are you doing? How are you guys doing with your self-care? Are you doing it? What are you doing? I've had walking in the flower garden and watching her hummingbirds and butterflies. I've had watching the trees blow, watching the wind blow on the trees, watching clouds. What do you do with your self-care regimen? What are you doing intentionally to just kind of unwind, to detox your mind, detox your, just breathe. Just breathe beyond just your regular rat race of working in and life. What are you doing? What are you doing to be intentional about it? Are you going, like, I had another lady that said she has Fridays. Friday is her free Friday, or she has to take out some time on Fridays to actually go to the movie. You go jogging and writing new music. Good. That's another thing. He says jogging, that's your physical exercise, and writing his new music. That's your release and your relief. I love writing. So in my time of peace, I love writing. I write different things that God lay on my heart, or I just find peace in writing. You have to incorporate. You like to read something empowering. That's good, Apostle. That's good. Reading and empowerment things can kind of like refuel you as well. I know when I read things that just kind of just take me there of refueling, it's almost like, and I'm going to tell my age, it's almost like Popeye used to eat the spinach, and he just like, you know, he get that refresh and then he gets strong. That's how a good self-care regimen can be for you, especially when it's something you truly enjoy. It just kind of, it's pressing that reset button for you, and that clears your mind. It allows the body to just kind of woosah. And you know what? Sometimes we need to be intentional about taking time in our day and just breathe. Sometimes we don't even do that. Think about how many times have you actually today alone, how many times have you just been still and you just breathe? How many of y'all have actually done that today? Somebody said me, if you actually just said, you know what, I just need to breathe. Who's done that today? Who's going to be honest and tell me you did it? Hey, thanks for joining us. If you have not done any of your downtime today, no self-care time today, no me time today, and today has been a hectic day for you, just close your eyes and breathe. Turn the TV off. Put your phone on vibrate. Okay, I have too many that have done that. And that's something that we need to do. Just, you know, for me, yes, it does feel good to breathe, Nisi. That is so true. You did, all right. Yes. I'm telling you. Just breathing can just do wonders for you. I can go places with my worship music. I put on my worship, and I can just go some places, just be still, and just put on my worship. That'll take me to a whole other place. It's almost like, I don't know how to explain it. But what is it that you do? And if you don't do anything, are we giving you any good? Thank you so much, Nisi. Are we giving you anything that you can try? Because I'm telling you guys, it's time for us to just refuel, recharge, and do some things and get the things done, because we still have 4 more months before this year is over with. But we can't do it burnt out. We can't do it unhealthy. So in order to be refueled, we got to take care of these temples. We got to take care of our minds and not overextend ourselves. But, you know, intentionally say, you know what, I can't, I can't take that on right now. Yes, worship music is soothing to the spirit. Yes, it is. And so, you know, learning how to say, I can't do this right now, because many times we take on so much, and we know in the back of our mind, to be honest, we know we can't handle all that. But at the same time, we're trying to do and be everything, and you got to have some me time. What do you do with your me time? So I'm looking for some more people to share. What are you doing in your me time? Hey, everybody, is you joining us? Hey, Prophet. Hey, everybody, is you joining us? What are you doing in your me time? What are you doing for self-care? What are you doing to clear your mind? We must remain balanced. Yes, remain balanced. I learned balance. Hey, Gabrielle. Yes, and on focus. Now, we can't focus if we are doing this, and we're not able to. Like I said a moment ago, how many of y'all, I had three people that said they actually did it. How many of y'all have actually sat still today and just breathe? You just breathe with the Lord in there too. Yes, for sure. But many times people are so busy, they're not breathing. They're not sitting the Lord in there. No, Calvin, they're not doing that. They're not even fitting time in for themselves, okay? Your me time is gardening. You like gardening. Good. What else are you guys doing for your self-care? I'm telling you, it is imperative to find some time for your self-care. I know, like I said, I love my worship music. I love, as Hetty was saying, she loves watching the clouds and things of that nature. That is so soothing. It's so serene. If you're near water, which I'm not near water, but if you're near water and being able to watch the water, oh, my goodness, that is too. Okay, yes. So you speak to the Lord during your gardening time. Okay, yes. So who else? What are you guys doing during your self-care time? And if you have not been doing any self-care, we are, as of tonight, from this day forward, you're going to take time out for some self-care time if it's only 15 minutes a day just to breathe or to look out. Go outside and walk away from everything just to breathe, to find time to do something that you enjoy. Get rid of my routines. Be free to do whatever I feel at that moment. Hey, you know what? I like that too, Elder Mary. I love that too, Evangelist. I love it. Because when you are so caught up in your routine and you're not taking time out to do anything else, that's when that burnout can come. I'm telling you. Woo! When that burnout can come in so many different ways. Like I said earlier, I had been so burnt out one time to the point where my body, my immune system started shutting down. And I went from never having the flu in my life to having the flu, followed by bronchitis right behind it. And that's not what we want. We have things to do. So with that said, we got to take the time and just breathe. We got to take the time and have some self-care time. Yes, you have things to do with your business, with your family, with your spouses, with your children, but you got to find time for you. Start your day with prayer and time with God. Yes, start your day with prayer and time with God. You know what? You can even implement, like the Bible app gives you, like a verse of the day. You can read the verse of the day. You can pray. You can spend some time with Him. And then even with that, sometimes people start out their day doing that, and then after that, they're just going. They're just going. They're not breathing. They're just going. And so that's what I'm saying. We've got to still implement some loose-out time, so to speak, just to breathe through it. Hey, welcome, Sarah. Welcome. So we're talking about self-care, the importance of self-care. It is essential, y'all. It is for your mind, for your body. It is essential. Great evening to you. So we were sharing some things that you can do. So we've had people say, you know, their worship, going outside, walking, jogging, exercising, going to the movies. I had a person earlier say she takes herself out to dinner. What is it that you do or can do to implement some intentional self-care time? So you can say a particular day can be your day to do this, or you can do something small every day. Say 10 to 15 minutes a day, I'm just going to just breathe. Just whatever it is you need to do, that 10 minutes or 15 minutes, do it. It's essential. I'm telling you, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it, okay? Anybody else want to share tonight? Anybody else want to share? Hey, Daddy, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. So y'all don't forget to implement some true, some purposeful, some, yes, it is essential, some intentional me time. Make sure you go fishing a few times a week. Okay, that's good too. So if you find you love fishing, and cause what I find is more often than not, women will make the time to do their me time. The men will be like, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. You take your dog walking. One minute, huh? Okay, you walk your dog count. Okay, yes. Taking your dog to walk, yes, because your walking changes your environment. That's your exercise as well as his exercise. So, yes, so we're talking about intentional me time, intentional time away from your regular schedule and the family and the this and the that. Okay, so we're talking about that self-care tonight. So, guys, you all have been awesome. I hope you all have some other good, this has given you some other good examples of some things to implement if you're not doing anything. It is my heart to see you all successful, to see you succeed, to empower you in everything concerning you. I want you healed, whole, in everything concerning you, but we cannot do that if we're not taking care of these temples. So, anybody else want to share? If not, we're going to go ahead and end tonight. All right, so thank you again to my sponsors. I love you guys. We have actually two or three of my sponsors on. We have Infographics and Vodiology on. Thank you so much, Prophet Aaron. We have Elder Cornelia on with iBoomerang and Save, the Savings Portal. She's also a business coach. And then we have Jillian from Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. If you guys know anybody needing surgery or whatever, or just had surgery, they need care, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, she'll take care of you guys. That's it for tonight. So we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah, and this on Friday and Star. Love you guys, and thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. Y'all have a blessed one. You're welcome.